Welcome to Tension, the Film Noir of the Week podcast. Before we get to this week's selection, I wanted to recommend a few movies now available for streaming. On Netflix, binge-watch some TV noir in the dark, dirty, and satisfying Ozark. On Amazon Prime, cool down with the snowy Icelandic noir series Trapped. And folks streaming Filmstruck can catch the series Changing Faces. Five films about changing faces that include one crazy film noir, The Face Behind the Mask, with the legendary Peter Lorre. Also in the collection are personal favorites, Seconds and A Woman's Face. Filmstruck is killing it with their movie collections and themes. Now for this week's selection. Ray Milland slinks out of the fog as the old Nick, the devil, looking to make a deal. You may know him better under his alias, Nick Beale. This film is an interesting combination, an otherworldly fantasy combined with film noir. It's a modern sell-your-soul-to-the-devil story which moves along nicely thanks to a top-notch cast. Ray Milland is Nick Beale, who may be better known as Old Nick or sometimes Satan. The mysterious shadowy man shows up shortly after District Attorney Joseph Foster says aloud that he'd sell his soul to convict a local mob boss.
Days out, the motor conked out, and the radio. For a week, we drift south.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Where'd you come from?
Out there.
Nothing but bay out there.
That's right.
Like two drinks. Separate drinks brought to this table. Some ginger ale and a small glass of Barbados.
Barbados?
Rum, my friend, a dark, pungent rum.
We ain't got none.
I think you have. Square bottle, you'll find it.
You'll find it, he says. Though I didn't know every drink in that joint.
Carl.
What?
Maybe even a dory out there.
No? Well, maybe he swum.
Mark Venus. Venus, where do you think he's at?
He'll drink what we... Bridgetown, Barbados. 5 years I've been here.
Mr. Foster.
You're the man sent me the note.
Sit down. Drink?
Well, a little ginger ale.
Here it is.
That'll be...
Exactly $1.
Look, mister. Never mind.
Mutual prosperity, Mr. Foster.
The mysterious Beale, wearing a suit, not hooves and horns, offers Foster the evidence to convict the man. There is a catch. Foster gets the information from Beale at a secret waterfront location, without a search warrant. He uses the evidence anyways, knowing that he got it unethically. Fame follows the DA after the successful conviction, and he's convinced by his colleagues to run for governor. The once squeaky clean Foster agrees. When he finds that running for office isn't as easy as he thought, he begins to take cash and favors from Beale. Beale not only corrupts the man with money and power, he also tempts him with sex. Donna Allen, Audrey Totter, a local barfly and failed actress, is recruited by Beale to be Foster's assistant and later possible lover. There are some perks that go with working for the devil. Beale gives Donna a huge swank apartment with a full wardrobe. Then he gets her a job working closely with the DA, who eventually falls in lust with her. Things fall apart quickly for Foster after he's elected governor. His wife is so distant from him now that she doesn't show up for his acceptance speech. Beale has also convinced him to sign a contract, selling his soul when the police come knocking at the DA's door to question him about murder. Will Foster be able to get rid of Beale and return to his old, honest ways of doing things? Bland, with his arrow-straight posture and loud rat-tat-tat voice, is always interesting to behold. From his first moment on screen walking out of the fog onto the dockside bar, Bland appears to be having fun. Usually he's cast as a good guy in films like The Big Clock, Ministry of Fear, and The Uninvited. Bland does a charming job in this one, not only as a bad guy, but also as a second lead to Thomas Mitchell. We all remember that Bland will be even more sinister in Dial M for Murder. Mitchell is the star of the film, even though he's billed third in the credits. With a wide-eyed, pudgy face, he seems to be the perfect actor to play the everyman, honest politician corrupted by lust for power. Mitchell is no stranger to the story. He was originally cast as Daniel Webster in the 1941 version of Devil and Daniel Webster. After suffering a fractured skull during shooting, he was replaced by the equally stout Edward Arnold. The best performance in the film, however, is from film noir queen Audrey Totter. Totter gets a juicy part as a down-on-her-luck woman who's morphed into a cleaned-up professional woman. Drunk, loud, and chain-smoking, Totter gets in a barroom brawl with another woman calling her piano legs. Classic. Beale meets up with her after and she's physically tossed from the bar. Later, she's seduced by Beale's words, not to mention a full-length fur coat. One of the best exchanges in the film is when Totter's having a drunken conversation with the bartender. What time is it? You just asked me that. I didn't ask you what I asked you, I asked you what time it is. The screenplay is by John Latimer, who also inked The Glass Key, Nocturne, They Won't Believe Me, Night Has a Thousand Eyes, and The Big Clock. The film, directed by John Farrow, his credits in the world of noir include The Night Has a Thousand Eyes, His Kind of Woman, Where Danger Lives, and even the quirky Unholy Wife, with cinematographer Lionel Linden, the lens man who went on to make Quicksand, Hell's Island, The Turning Point, and later The Maturing Candidate. They create an appropriately shadowy, dark look for the film. Even the indoor scenes are dank with strange lighting angles. A few other noir icons make their presence known in the film. The soundtrack is by Franz Waxman, and supporting roles played by George McCready and Fred Clark are entertaining. This tale about seduction and the fall of a promising politician echoes themes explored in the same year's All the King's Men, but adds a metaphysical dimension. It's a shame that this film has almost been completely forgotten by film fans. The great news? Alias Nick Beale airs on television on Turner Classic Movies in August. Thanks for listening. Remember to subscribe to Tension, the Film Noir of the Week podcast, available at all podcast locations. And comment and read more about Alias Nick Beale and other Film Noir of the Week selections at noirofthe week.com. And subscribe to our Facebook, Twitter, and Film Noir Quote of the Day on Instagram. I'm Steve Eifert.